This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Matt and Mayfield on the Coming In Hotline. That's the microphone button right next to the Listen Live button on the free Odyssey app. Get it. 2 second trivia coming in 7:45. Your chance to win Mr. Hero. You can eat Mr. Hero for free, but you got to win 2 second trivia coming up at 7:45 this morning. Also, Roger Goodell was talking to the governor. That coming up at around 7:22. 216-474-0092. It's an absolute abomination of basketball. You said you couldn't call it a collapse because it's a series. When you're up by 20 and you're up by 19 at home, you got to call it a collapse. You got to call it a collapse. And it, with nothing safe, and what it betrays your trust. Like, you want to trust them. They're basketball players on your favorite basketball team. You want to trust these guys. Now it betrays your trust. You don't trust them. Can't do it. It makes you think that anything's possible in terms of moving players. It makes you consider everything. I do have some people saying that it's because of the injuries, that we lost because of injuries. I think it's probably a contributing factor because Darius Garland injured is not Darius Garland, and he cannot go through it the way that other players can go through it.
Well, look, the one thing we can definitely
bigger
say,
bodies could.
There have been weird years in the NBA. Obviously, you know, the Pacers getting to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, that was considered overachieving big time. The Atlanta Hawks, the 1 year Trae Young went on a run, that was overachieving. So the one thing we can't say about the Cavs, they have not overachieved. So we definitely can bring up injuries, but, you know, feel free to overachieve one here. Feel free to overcome it. That's definitely something we can't say about this team, is that they've ever overachieved in this iteration. I know this was Darius's, man, was this his sixth year in the NBA? It's Evan's fourth. Coro's fifth. Could be his last with the Cavs because they have some very big salary things to
negotiate.
You're
going to break people's heart after saying that, ain't you?
I know. But
God, they're crying in their cars.
It's Donovan's third year with the Cavs. So I know that every time we talk about the Cavs and their rebuild post-LeBron, we're like, well, it's new. All right.
Not new anymore.
I mean, Darius has been here. I know they broke up the Colin Sexton part of it and then swapped him out and put Donovan Mitchell in. But it is pretty unbelievable with the amount of regular season success they've had that not one of these years, while Atlanta has made a run, while the Pacers back-to-back years have made a run, at what point has anybody ever looked up at the Pacers and thought, how do we catch them?
Guys,
no, it's been the other way around. It was supposed to be the Cavs.
I'm glad you won 64 games, even though that's going to be with an asterisk with anybody who's of legal drinking age. Because they're not going to trust that. Other than that, it's a forgettable group. Historically, it's a forgettable group. And Donovan Mitchell might be the second greatest Cavalier to ever play the game for the Cavs. Probably is by the time it's all said and done. But overall, lots of teams make it to the playoffs that we never remember. We never do. So for Cavs fans, yeah, like you could wax poetically a little bit, but then right now, it's a disappointment. It really is. And back in the day, you know, I could look at it with the Cavs with LeBron and say, hey, you had Golden State there. LeBron still won a championship. It was great. I can go back to the 80s. I'm getting texts about the 80s Cavs. Go, yeah, there was Michael Jordan there. There was the Bad Boy Pistons there. There were legitimately great teams. I got six teams in 6 years winning an NBA championship, and by tonight could be seven teams in 7 years winning an NBA championship. I mean, that's saying something here. So it's not like you have this great big juggernaut that is in your way every year that you're trying to fight through the wall. It's really like you're fighting through yourselves. And it's exactly what you said, Tone. It ain't new anymore. It ain't. So now you're going to have to figure out a way to break through. And they're talking about mental toughness. Okay, so they didn't just think of this right after the game that they lost. They've been talking about this for a long time. Well, what's not working? What's not happening here? You had a Max Strus text that you were talking about. Jared Greenberg brought up a Max Strus text.
Yeah, this was the sideline report yesterday during the game. Jared Greenberg, who he had analyzing body language earlier in the series, he had this when it comes to the sharpshooting Max Strus.
A group text message was sent out to every single Cavalier player from Max Strus. Strus said simply, if you don't believe, then don't show up for work. Strus said this morning that he doesn't think this group is done.
And then he went 0-for-9 from the field, 0-for-6-from-3.
Whoopsie daisy!
I feel bad because Max Strus was the one guy you could count on in this series up until yesterday. Got two fouls, got yanked out of the game.
Was Max Strus trying too hard?
He just meant physically don't show up.
Well, it seemed like, yeah, unfortunately, mentally. Everybody was, and you could just tell it was not going to be a Max Strus game. Not only falling the way he did and his patented turn to the official, put his hands up in the air to mime what was going on every time he got called for a foul, but he had his worst game. Probably of his playoff career, right?
Yeah.
It had to be his worst.
Yeah. 216-474-92.
That sucks. Max had won me over. Honestly, nobody had talked more.
So the problem is you.
Fun of Max.
The problem is you. If you would have kept talking trash about him, he'd been 9-for-9 last night.
I saw Danny,
and we wouldn't be in this hell we're in right now.
I saw Danny Cunningham at halftime, and Cunningham was like, "I don't think you should have taken him out. You know, he's a shooter. You've got to go down with the ship. You've got to do whatever you can by any means necessary." And I'm like, you know what's crazy, Danny? He actually got me to the point where I agree with you. And I actually thought they maybe should have run some plays for him. And then he goes 0-for-9 and 0-for-6 from the field.
Let's get to Ivan in Cleveland. You're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
You know, we lost by 9 points and we missed 9 free throws. It was the little things. We had the best record in the league. But at the first game at home, we were not ready. The day that our coach received his Coach of the Year award, we couldn't get the ball inbounds twice. And we didn't box out the shooter in the end in a game that we should have won without three of our best players. I think that the coach has to take a lot of this, and nobody's saying anything about the coaching. As a matter of fact, next year, who we're going to have a problem with is Bickerstaff, because he does have a team, and he does have a grudge match.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Coming up with us. But it was the coach. He didn't have the team ready.
Well, I think that, you know, Ivan, you make a good point there. You know, I think he wears some of this. I don't think he's shied away from some of the blame. I think a lot of us, though, mentally, like, we tend to leapfrog this stuff from lily pad to lily pad in terms of blame. And last year it was the coach. Well, now there's nobody else to blame. They've made the switch with the coach. It's too new with the coach. And now you have to look at face fronting with the players and say, well, what's going on with you guys? Because we do this in almost every sport, but especially in the NBA.
Well, I agree with that. But the thing is, we had three of our best players out in a game we should have won at home, and we didn't. The team, that's the coach. The first game where we got blown out, that's the coach. You know, he all year long, he ran 10 deep. He didn't go 10. He didn't do what he did all year long. And I'm just saying that we have a good team. They're making progress. We need to get behind. Only one team is going to win the championship this year. So there are going to be 31 other teams that's going to be having the same kind of show all year long. And people all over the country are going to have to hear that. So, and you were talking about trust, and this is respectfully. Sometimes I don't trust you guys to be the voice of the fan.
Why?
You know, because I mean, you encouraged me to call in this morning because I'm like, what are they saying? I don't get this. We are not in the.
Well, because you disagree. You disagree. No. I didn't say exactly what you wanted me to say.
No. You can say whatever you want to say. You have the mic.
Okay.
You know, you have the mic, so you can say whatever you want to say. But, like, there was a guy earlier who called in, and this is the fan. That's you named the show. I did. And the guy was trying to say something, and there was all of this talking. It's there a few times. You don't talk to the fans much. You talk to each other a lot. And you talk to the experts who call in, and you don't interrupt them or whatever it is.
Have you ever heard us talk to Daryl Ryder? Ivan.
Yes.
Ivan.
No, I like the show. No, don't get me wrong.
So what are we missing?
What is the problem, Ivan? What did I do to lose the series for the Cavs? I want to know. What did I do?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what. And
what
did
I do?
Across the board.
How is this my fault?
In Cleveland.
How is this Anthony's fault?
Here it is.
Okay.
When you are at home, you have home court advantage. You get good vibrations from your fans.
Okay.
When you go away, they boo you. They give you bad vibrations.
Okay.
This Cleveland is one of the only places that I see that you can have a team, and they can be doing relatively well and whatever it is, and it's going to be bad.
Oh, you're ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous thing I've heard all morning. I had a guy call us losers earlier, and that's the most ridiculous thing I've heard all morning.
Loser fans, and you guys are a loser show.
Ivan, that is ridiculous. That is patently false. First off, this is – okay. I mean, I'll let you have your say. I mean, we're going on 4 minutes here. Thank you very much.
I booed the Cavs after they won the title.
Okay. No, there's no bigger group, and I'm part of it as well. All right, you go to Philadelphia, you go to New York, you go to any of these other places, anywhere that cares, and go listen to some of those guys, okay? You will find no bigger group of cheerleaders and pom-pom wavers than you will with us, sometimes to our detriment, for crying out loud. All right, so I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear any of that. You think I didn't wake up excited this morning because the Cavaliers lost. I don't openly root against the Cavaliers. I know that some of us have warped minds and think these things, but it's simply untrue. Trust me, I'd much rather talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers in a postseason run than what Shedeur Sanders had for breakfast. I'd much rather talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers in postseason runs than anything we've had to say about Deshaun Watson over the last 3 years. I'd much rather do that. I'd much rather do that. But I can't sit there and deny the truth of a 3-1 deficit going into last night where you've had disappointment after disappointment and the trust is eroding. So if you don't like it that I tell you the truth, I'm sorry, Ivan. Actually, I'm not. There's nothing I can do for you, sir. I want the Cavs to do well. Lima certainly wants the Cavs to do well. I want the Guardians to do well. I want the Browns to do well. When we get the WNBA team, I'm going to want them to do well. The Cavs didn't lose because the guys on the radio were sad. Judas Priest, could you imagine how sad and soft that is? What the hell would you think if Evan Mobley, in his own voice, the guys on the radio were mean to me? What? Good God Almighty. Let's not insult our own intelligence here. For the love of God. Ryan and Avon Lake, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It was going okay. Now it's going bad again.
That's a tough call to follow. Hey, real quick. So I want to talk real quickly about Kenny Atkinson and Jared Allen. But I think before we get there, like, I don't have any time for people who don't think we don't have to break up this core four. It's 3 years now. These are seven-game series, so it's not like an NFL playoff game where it's, you can blame the weather or the ball bounces the wrong way. I mean, the best team wins seven-game series, especially if you're the home team. So, like, I mean, we just got to get past the let's keep this core four and definition of insanity of run it back one more time. Something's got to change.
Well, my issue with it is, and Ryan, thank you very much for the call. I just don't know if we're going to have any other choice. Yeah, I'm open to it. I mean, if we're just saying, well, we got to keep the same guys. Well, okay, we'll be fans of them, and I will try to dust myself off as a fan and move on next year. I just don't know if we're going to have a choice. We might not have that in the matter. If there is a move to make, I'm open to making it now. Before, I didn't want to move on from any of these guys. I didn't want to trade Jared Allen. Certainly didn't want to trade Darius Garland. Now I have to be open to all of it because this is 3 years in a row and it's simply not working the way we want it to work. You win 64 games. Most of these games, you could go to bed at halftime. They were laughers. And we thought that this was going to be a collision course with the Boston Celtics. And I think they're getting ready for theirs tomorrow morning over in Boston. And here we are. I part of this is where it's hard to react because I'm bewildered by what's gone on here. 216-474-0092. I'm going to get some more of you guys. That's a promise. And I did want to bring this up. So around 7:30, the commish supports the move to Brook Park. He said so to the governor. It's coming up on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.